it's crazy that when people talk about true love, they talk about all the high moments. I mean, I get why they do. Because they're great and they're amazing and they're the peaks. But I feel like true love is more about the valleys and the peaks. Because it's so easy to love someone when everything's amazing and perfect and nothing is wrong and you're the happiest you've ever been. But, you know, hardship and struggle and turmoil and the moments when you're not sure everything will be okay, I think that's where you find out if you're, like, really in love. Or at least if it's true love. We've been through so much together. So many highs and so many lows and so many moments. And at the end of all of them, I feel the exact same way about you that I did at the start. I unequivocally, completely, without hesitation or second thought, love you. In like a way that I never thought I would love anyone or anything. Completely and wholly. Doesn't matter what happens or what you say or what you do. I love you. It's an unconditional kind of love. It's a complete surrender of myself to you. And it is, it is the best thing that I could ever do, without a doubt. It is, there is so much, you know, in the world that I'm like, I'll never do. I'll never be good enough or smart enough or capable enough to do or complete. I don't think I'll ever climb Everest. I don't think I'll ever go to the bottom of the ocean. I don't think I'll ever walk on the moon. I won't lead an army into battle. I won't lead a country through turmoil. I won't do many of the things that when I was a child I imagined myself doing. But there is one thing that I know that I will do. And I am beyond happy that I'm able to do that. So much so that all the other things seem small and inconsequential, and ultimately I don't care that I won't be able to do any of them. Because this one thing is worth so much more than all those other things. I mean, having the love of a good woman is, it's everything. That's that old saying, you know, behind every great man, there's a greater woman. And I mean, it's true, although I'm not great, not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm fortunate. Unbelievably so. I'm really fortunate to have you. And I don't think there's a day in my life where I wouldn't. There's no day in my life where I can't have you. It truly feels like if it's one morning where I wake up and you're not beside me, then it's no morning at all. And a day where you're not in my arms is no moment. I'm usually good with words, and I'm struggling here. Not because I don't know the answer, but more that I don't want to spend another day without you. I don't want there to be any uncertainty about my love. People spend their whole lives searching for the person they want to spend their whole life with. And I don't think I have to search anymore. No, I know I don't have to search anymore. Because I found it. I guess what I'm trying to say is, in too many words, and in too long-winded sentences, I want you to marry me. I want you to marry me today, tomorrow, every day, for as long as we may live. I want to be yours completely, and I want you to be mine completely. And I have no hesitation or second guess or second question about it. I want you to marry me. Because I love you. I love you and only you. And I can't see my life with anyone else. So I want you to marry me. What do you say?